Welcome to growingwithshalisha.com. You're listening to a blog article entitled, This One Has No Title. I wanted to share this nugget with you a few weeks ago, and I have mentally done so, but not in writing or by audio. One day, as I was taking a shower, it dawned on me that these few months in law school will determine the rest of my life. There was this feeling of, whoa, that's crazy. The next perhaps 35 years of my career will be based on these 9 months. A sense of importance of the time I have in law school arose with a smile. Clearly, I have to focus and put my all into it. I then started to laugh hysterically. I laughed at the thought, kind of how you laugh at the musings of a child. Of course, the next whatever years of my life will be based on whatever I'm doing now. I mean, I knew this based on my daily spiritual practice, but it never came so clear. A feeling of eureka, satori, a flash of insight, whatever you want to call it, came. This moment is my life. This moment is my life. This moment will determine the next moment, quote unquote. There is also no need to label it to attach any importance because every moment is important. And there isn't even an every moment because that signifies moment one, then two, and then the third moment. It just simply is. It's kind of like eating food from the same plate. All kinds of food, different days, but same plate. There is no need for me to have the above initial thought about this particular moment and then not have it. Because thought or not, the fact still remains that this moment will determine the very next quote-unquote moment. Well, maybe you've gotten this or maybe you think it's madness. The fact remains that this is true. Nothing ever happens in the future. They only happen now. Any thought of this moment as especially important because it will determine a particular future event is imagination at play with regards to the future event. Let go of the future event and just live in this moment. Sometimes when we have the thought that X moment will determine all of X future events, it's also coupled with putting your all into it. As you can see from my initial thought, putting your all into it is simply another way of saying putting all of your attention into it, aka being present. So go ahead and put your all presence into making a cup of tea because your all presence is all you really have. I hope this little eureka tickles your consciousness, even just a little bit. You are not preparing for any future. You are simply living in this now. I enjoyed my shower and did not treat it as a thing to do just so I can get to the next step. Living fully is being here fully, not sometimes and not in some degrees. May you be forever present. It's the gift of life. I hope you enjoy this blog article at growingwithshalisha.com entitled, This One Has No Title. I also hope you enjoy the background music provided by nature. Have a beautiful day. Bye.